And then Barlow stood up, dusting himself down.
Will you come with me over to the farm? I want Papa to see that I never turned out worthless and lazy.
Tag forced a jolly laugh for his friend's benefit.
Worthless and lazy, you? Come on, matey, we'll show the miserable old sourface how his son looks now. Lead on, Slayer.
He winked at Jerkin as they disembarked from the raft.
Hold the boat for us, will you, matey? We've got a small errand ashore. We'll be back by supper time.
The Dillypin chief tightened off a mooring rope.
Righto, Tag. Supper will be ready and waiting. There'll be all kinds of good victuals cooked up from the stuff we got today.
Beyond the far side of the water meadow, Tag and Nimbalo made their way through a grove of trees. They emerged on the edge of a small flatland, which was sectioned and cultivated. Directly across the field was a thatched cottage. The harvest mouse halted and gave the scene a brief glance.
Things ain't changed much. Same old patch of dirt. Strange, though. Something's not quite right.
Tag looked down at his friend's furrowed brow.
Like what?
Nimbalo gnawed at his lip.
There's no sign of Papa. He usually works till dusk. If he was in the farmhouse, there'd be smoke rising from the chimney and there ain't a single wisp. Something's wrong, I can feel it.
He took off at a run across the field, his paws sending young lettuce and radishes flying. Tag hard on his tail.
Nimbalo, stop! Wait for me! Slow down, mate!
But the harvest mouse had kicked open the unlatched door and dashed inside. Tag put on a burst of speed and chased in after him, halting immediately as he crossed the doorstep. There in a pool of afternoon sunlight from the single window sat Nimbalo, amid the wreckage of what had once been his home. Chairs were smashed, curtains and coverlets ripped, and food trampled everywhere. Nimbalo's father lay dead, stretched out with a gaping wound in his chest. Tag knelt and studied a blood-stained paw print in the dust. He breathed one word.
Grooven!
Nimbalo had been sitting head in paws by his father's body. At the sound of Tag's voice, he looked up at the wall above the fireplace, where two nails were driven.
They killed him with his own axe. Look at that wound. Only one weapon could have done that. Papa kept an old battle axe over the fireplace there. Oh, Tag. I know he was only a mean-spirited misery of a mouse, but why'd they slay him like that and wreck the place the way they did? Oh, Papa, Papa. What was it made you like you were?
Tag placed a paw gently on Nimbalo's shoulder.
Is there anything I can do, friend?
The harvest mouse sniffed and scrubbed a paw across both eyes.
No, mate. Except leave me alone here a while. You go and wait across the field. Go on, I won't keep you long.
Tag closed the door behind him as he left. Sitting in the tree shade at the field's edge, the otter stared at the farmhouse, feeling immensely sad for his little friend. Nimbalo had been nervous on the way over from the water meadows. It had caused him to laugh and joke about what a horrible old grouse his papa had been, and how he was going to show him that his son had not turned out the same. Poor Nimbalo. This was the last thing he had expected. What a homecoming for him. Tag wondered what his own father had been like, his mother too. He knew from Ribro that his father was dead, but maybe, just maybe, he had a mother somewhere. Did she ever wonder what had become of her baby son?